What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, son, survey son. It's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans, where we do data-driven employer branding. Today, we're talking to a telecoms company which has over 200,000 employees worldwide. And we're going to check in with them and learn a little bit around their new EVP activation. And actually, some of you may recognize this week's interviewee. She was on the podcast a couple of years ago. So let's start the show. Hey, Sarah, how are you doing?
Hi, Regan. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. And welcome back to the podcast. It's been 2 or 3 years, I think. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I am now with another company, but still in love with employer branding.
The place to be. Perfect. So you're with Deutsche Telekom now. So how about we start with what is Deutsche Telekom and what's your role there?
Yeah, so Deutsche Telekom is actually Europe's leading telco company. So yeah, that's where I'm working on. It's a global company with entities across the globe. And that's where I'm sitting now in the headquarters. That's in Bonn. It's in the western, northwestern part of Germany, where I'm located, or with some part of the team.
Yeah, and I think T-Mobile, specifically in the UK, is probably the consumer brand that people would know, mm-hmm. and probably in other countries as well. So tell me about the talent strategy for Deutsche Telekom and perhaps some of the challenges and how employer branding is helping with that.
Yeah. So I think as a lot of companies, of course, and that's also one of the common challenges, the different entities in the countries of Deutsche Telekom, of Telekom Group, is that we challenge at the moment, of course, a high competition when it's coming to the talents which we are looking for. What are the talents? Mainly, of course, the tech and IT talents, I would summarize it that way, which is, of course, a high competition. And we, as let's say, a former telco company, where a lot of state-owned former telco companies belong to, are not really on the radar of IT talent. So that's what we need to change, so that they perceive us also as a potential, interesting, and attractive employer, which we are.
Yeah. And how many employees do you have in total globally?
Globally, around 220,000.
Wow. How many different divisions or business units are there? Perhaps it's like, you know, there's the mobile and there's systems and there's this and that.
Yeah, we have T-Systems, we have telecom, and then we have Europe, like all the NatCos, the national companies. So that's really the B2C business also busy with. So the telecommunication, which you as private client know most of. And then we have the B2B, mainly that's the T-Systems segment. Then, of course, T-Mobile US as well, which is the one which you mentioned beforehand in the US, which is now at the moment busy with preparing the fusion with Sprint.
Okay, so there's a lot of complexity there. And I know you've been working on revamping the EVP for the group. Can you tell us about how that has happened?
Actually, that was because of we have the main challenge, or 2 years ago when I joined, we had an EVP, of course, in place. We also had employer brand launched like 2 years beforehand. And there was a campaign, which was really a bold one. So I like that it was bold. There was the main slogan was, don't apply. Actually, that's already a struggling or not really a fit for tech and IT talents because they usually don't apply at all. So you're rather the ones who need to, let's say, get in contact with them to source them. So that's already in the message of the campaign, even though it was a bold statement, not really fit to that specific target group. So that was one of the reasons why we decided we need to have a new campaign, but also to really rephrase our employer brand, which was at that time not so much connected to the actual corporate brand, which is important that it needs to be one story, because if it's one story, then it's easier for everyone to understand. And if it's easy to understand, then it's also easier to sell, for example, for our own employees external.
Yeah, so tell us a story. How did you go about revamp? Did you do new research and workshopping?
The whole project started exactly, let's say, a bit more than 1 year ago. So that's where we actually started with kicking off the revamp employer brand project. We, of course, digged first the research phase. So we screened the market surveys, so the Universum and Trend and Studies externally. But also what we then did internal research. So what is really what makes us attractive as an employer, especially for our employees working in IT or tech. And this across the 7 pilot countries. So really to see what are the main attractors, especially for that target group. And then it was interesting already to see, even though we have really different, of course, cultures in those respective pilot countries, Greece, Croatia, Hungary, Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Slovakia. So a lot of cultural differences. It was one common understanding what makes telecom and T-systems attractive. And there were 3 things which came out, which is really attractive internally. So the possibility really to grow within the company, to develop yourself, especially also when you work in IT, so that you quickly, also if you're a new joiner, are able to get personal development. Then the second was that we are a big corporation. Yeah. But at the same time, there is also like really the possibility to have your autonomy, how you want to work. So the way you work, there is a lot of freedom. And that's something which is also very attractive. The way you work, how you work, with which tools, but also the flexibility. So the mobile working, the remote working, not a problem at all, really. That's one of the attractors, of course, as well. And the third one is, and that's also the connection then really to the brand promise, which is we connect everyone to the opportunities of now, which should say that we are really also making sure with our offering of DT Group that we close the digital gap or the digital divide, so that we make sure that everyone is able to be part of the digitalization. And that, of course, that's also the topic around purpose, which is, it makes sense to work for telecom as a company. So these are the 3 pillars. Of course, there were other things, but we're looking then what is really attractive outside in the market, especially in the target group, and where do we have our strength? And that's how we combine it. And that's the 3 pillars, which are now our new employer brand, new EVP. That's grow, network your way. So with the network, the big network, which you have, the big technology, And the third one is really that we also have this higher purpose. So really to connect everyone to the opportunities of now.
Yeah, I mean, some, the high purpose is, it's, I guess it sounds like it could be employer brand, but also the corporate and the consumer brand. So
yeah, and it was really important that we can connect the two things. So yeah. Really that the employer brand is not isolated from the corporate brand. So these two, of course, should be come together. So that's what we already did also when we come to the team set up. So we were closely collaborating from the start together with the global brand team and to make sure that we have this consistency. Also when it's came then to the development and the finalization of the new EVP, which is unlimited possibilities for you to move society forward.
It's a big statement.
And it's also wrong. Unlimited possibilities for you to touch the life of everyone and move society forward. So that's, it's on a vision level. But it was important for us that we address, really we answer the question, what's in it for me? So unlimited possibilities, of course, that's like also already having in it the personal development opportunities, the opportunities to grow, but also the work autonomy is in there to touch the life of everyone. That's like, of course, that you are working, and that's, of course, very attractive according to the feedback of our employees here, you, because thanks to working, belonging to a big corporation, you are also able to work with the big technologies. So you can touch the lives of everyone, kind of, and move society forward. So also for with a good cause, and that we also act responsibly if we do that. That's the new EVP.
There it is. And how long did it take you to develop it, and when was it launched?
So that's actually the EVP, which was not, that's not the campaign, so that's for us internally. So we don't also use that. It's rather for us as an employer brand team, and of course for HR. So we know it, and we developed that. It took 3 to 4 months. So we had that in April last year. That was created together already with the pilot countries also agreed. So this is really the sentence which fits. It summarizes. And then that was the base also for the briefing now for the campaign. So really, which was launched later in autumn. So that took another 4 to 6 months to really create then the campaign. Right. And the campaign was really, it's the campaign is hashtag I will not stop is the campaign. So these are all statements which start with I will not stop. For example, I will not stop to connect everyone to the opportunities of now. Or I will not stop until AI is getting my jokes. So that's one of the slogans as well. So it was really always, it should reflect the attitude that we are doing all these jobs within Deutsche Telekom, which are mainly, of course, around digitization, but that this is always connected to bringing people closer together and also not excluding anyone of this digitalization.
Has it worked to attract those IT people and those tech people who did not apply previously?
So it's actually what we wanted. The main objective was we want to improve our image, because our image, and that's also something where we have a challenge within the pilot countries, mainly in all of the pilot countries in Europe, is really that we are perceived, and that's because we were former state-owned NATCOs, national companies. For the telecommunication, we are still perceived as boring, slow. So this is a bit the image. So there we are top one. And we wanted to change that image, or we are working on changing this image and also just be in the perception or as a possibility next employer for IT. And that was the main objective. So it was an image campaign, which we did only digital. So it was really all our campaign was targeted digitally towards mm-hmm. IT and tech talents. We did that on social media mainly, of course, on different social media channels, but also on other digital channels where we know that the target group is. And there you see it right away if it's working or not. We did a digital campaign with where we had testimonials, always with a statement. Mm-hmm. And then apart from that, we also had an image video with employees coming out of different countries, where it was also then stated, and you will find it if you Google it, I will not stop, Deutsche Telekom or Telekom, you will find the image video. It's an image video which I'm and we as a team are really happy about, because that was it's not a classical video, let's say, like an employee video, done also by a director which is doing not on a regular basis, let's say corporate movies. So she's rather doing really art movies, and that you perceive. So it's different, and it's still done not with actors, it's done with actual employees out of the 7 countries, and it's showing like our attitude, our passion, that we will work on our company purpose, so that we really, that's why we won't stop. Right. And you ask now for the results. Yes, we are really happy, because in all of the pilot countries, when it's come to measuring, now, let's say on a short notice, really the digital campaigns, we reached in all of the countries above average results, which is great. Also for the video, which is actually the long version, is really, it's like 90 seconds. That's really a long movie.
Yes.
But actually that one performed better than the cut down, the 30 seconds. Over 85% of people, for example, watched until the end, which is good, which is really great. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I feel like I have to watch this now. We can put a link in the show notes to the video. Also, I was going to ask you about, so we worked together, we partnered on doing the employer brand index for Deutsche Telekom.
Mm-hmm.
What was your experience of that?
Yeah, that was also, of course, that was when we were in the research phase. Apart from the Universum in Finland, we of course also used that one to check how we are perceived outside. And yeah, it's the same topic as I mentioned before. So we were just simply, our image is, let's say there is some room for improvement, especially in that target group. And mm-hmm. let's see how it's now different. Hopefully, already changing, but that's a long term. I mean, an image you don't change in 1 year or with one campaign. That's something, it's a long term investment which you need to do, but we hope that we will see some first results now after doing the campaign for a couple of weeks or months. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, that's the thing with research and data. Sometimes you uncover not the best news all the time, but it's just about knowing it and being able to inform your strategy around it. And what would be your some of your top tips to other practitioners listening to this, perhaps embarking on a new EVP revamp?
I think what would really help, what was good for us, is to include as much as possible from the beginning different stakeholders. So it means to collaborate closely together with corporate communication, global brand, but also with your local communication recruiting teams, so that you include them already in the development phase from the beginning, because then it will take more time in the beginning. But you don't lose time, you don't need to sell the baby, which they were part of at the beginning, because then it's their baby as well.
Yes.
So that's why we were able to really launch the brand in 6 countries last autumn. So we did not need to sell it to the countries, because they were part of it from the beginning. They knew already. They knew it. What is developed. So that's the first tip.
So you got those pilot countries. How are the non-pilot countries? How are they reacting to the launch of the brand? Do they go, "Wow, we love it and we want to be part of it," or are they skeptical?
No, they love it, because now I think that's also the second thing. Of course, the good rumors spread quickly.
Yes.
So and we have the results. We can share the results. And that's something where we have now the buy-in also from other countries, so that we can launch it now. So yeah, they can't wait also to have the material ready. So that's good news for us.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the second is really also the internal part. Mm-hmm. Do first launch internally before externally. So because then if the people already know what the employer brand and the campaign stand for, and if they are also involved and part of it, it will be bigger outside. So what we try to do is also to create some enabling, engaging tools, like we created some GIFs with employees, which you also find in the normal social media GIF. You can look for Magenta, then you will find the different gifts from our employees, because that's also something where, of course, if you include them, create material which they can share on their private social channels, then that's a lot more powerful than if it's just coming from you as a corporation. That's like the second. So try to find things which people like, have fun, and also use it by themselves. So, and the third one, measure, adopt. If you need to change, which we also did, we had like a first test phase where we had the campaign. We tested also the campaign in before we launched it. So we did a testing. I think that's good. Of course, be also critical on the test results, and still such tests could give you good influence also to further develop a briefing of the risk. Mm. If the test, we did three campaign ideas, and the one which we launched now was not top one, it was top two. But as we were internally so convinced, we just took into account what was the feedback, where did we need to work on further, that this will be good. And this we briefed in, also discussed with the agency how to include the feedback, to take that feedback seriously of the testing. And then I think that's also how it worked out well at the end of the day.
Great. And could you just repeat where those GIFs were? You said magenta.
Yes, you just look in the GIF, Giphy.
Okay.
.com, and you screen for Magenta, or if you are on Instagram, you want to create a story, also just look for Magenta, and then you will find our GIFs.
Okay, and Magenta is the color of your logo, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the advantage of having such a beautiful color in the.
Yeah, it's good. We like purple here at Link Humans, but Magenta is also very good.
Purple is also nice.
Yeah. Okay, so Sarah, you've been doing this role, worked in employer branding for a while now. What is it that makes this role so special to you?
Mm-hmm. For me, it's still the variety. I think the variety and the combination of HR, communication and marketing, which is exciting. And then, of course, working here in an international company, I still enjoy it. I love to work with people from different cultures. And also, I think what is very, very sexy working for employer brand is that we are actually doing branding and marketing, but not only for, let's say, a shampoo or that people are buying more clothes. It's really to make sure that people decide for the next job, which is, it's such an important decision. And that's what I love to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah, exactly. It's not shampoo. This is life itself. That's selling. Yeah.
I mean, that's also interesting. I come from that background, but I think that's what makes it more exciting to work now in that way.
Yeah. Great. Great. All right. My final question is, where can our listeners find out more about your employer brand or Deutsche Telekom in general? And also, where can they connect with yourself, Sarah?
Yeah, you will find myself on LinkedIn, of course. And you will find also the campaign, of course, a lot of material on our LinkedIn Telekom and T-Systems pages. There you will find a lot of the I Will Not Stop campaign as well. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, on our career board.
Perfect. Great. Well, that was it for today. Thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. And let's make sure we do this again soon. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, there we have it. So feel free to reach out to Sarah and say thank you so much. Perhaps even on your Deutsche Telekom T-Mobile powered handset. Now, if you would like to subscribe to this podcast, you can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all the usual places. And finally, if you just like Sarah and Deutsche Telekom, if you would like to instill a bit of science, data and proof into all that hard work you're doing in employer brand, then look no further than the Employer Brand Index, which is our approach to measuring an organization's reputation as an employer. And this can of course be done for benchmarking with competitors, or perhaps to just get a state of the nation for your employer brand, or perhaps you're in the middle of EVP development or refreshing the EVP and you want to validate those pillars. We can do all of the above. So check that out at employerbrandindex.co. And that was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you next time.
Good, don't forget to laugh and don't take yourself too seriously.